Welcome to Feathercast. I'm speaking with Suresh Maru, who is a repeat speaker at ApacheCon. You've spoken at how many events now?
At least six of them.
Okay. Yeah. And Suresh is an instructor at Indiana University. I had the honor of going up and speaking in his class, last summer.
Last summer, yeah.
And he's got a number of graduate students that are involved in the Aravata project. Indiana University is I think the main contributor to that project. Yeah. And really, you know, it's kind of different from the old days where a lot of our projects had heavy university involvement. Now there's just, I was looking at the statistics last week, and we have like three projects that have heavy involvement from universities, and everything else is business driven these days. Mm. But anyway, that's a bit of a sidetrack there. Thanks for speaking with me. Suresh gave a talk yesterday about Aravata and has another talk today. Can you give us an overview of what you're speaking about at this event?
Yeah, thank you, Rich, for taking time for the podcast. And this is my very first one on the Feathercast. So yesterday I was, me and like my colleague Marcus Christie were introducing Apache Aravata framework, which is essentially a distributed systems framework we primarily use for research, but like, you know, we have some use cases with some contributions from the little bit of a non-academic, but primarily in the scientific computing arena where the resources are very heterogeneous, like, you know, and it was increasingly high performance computing, and with cloud computing coming on, like, you know, we have now a few OpenStack clusters. So what Aravata does is abstracts those. In the talk yesterday and Aravata in general, what it helps is the end users, which are predominantly scientists, or in the business sense you can think about functional users who do not necessarily want to understand and get into the weeds of technology, abstract away from this infrastructure. So how do you not get into detail how to set up OpenStack, how to work with OpenStack API, but just run an application on OpenStack, as an example. The similar one in the scientific computing where we mostly use Aravata is, without exactly knowing how the MPI or other parallelization semantics, how to, as a scientist, run scientific computing jobs is essentially what Aravata does, and that's what we were trying to talk to about yesterday.
What kind of applications do you see scientists using this for?
So dominantly, like, you know, we use chemistry a lot. Lots of chemistry is computational modeling. Gaussian, NAMD, like there's a lot of open source molecular dynamics, molecular mechanics, quantum mechanics codes. We use that a lot, but it's very diverse. Like, you know, we kind of serve, the Apache Aravata serves at least close to a dozen different science domains. From it started out with atmospheric science, helping with severe weather research to track tornadoes during, especially this time of the year. Like, you know, like unfortunately last night we've seen in Oklahoma, two people died of tornadoes. So the project started out actually in academia to help weather scientists track severe storms like this and give an early warning time. And that's where, like, you know, we derived the main software component out of it and brought it to Apache. And since then, it's been very diversified into other science disciplines, including biophysics, phylogenetics, chemistry, computational chemistry, a little bit of a gene sequencing, and of an earthquake. So it keeps going on.
Now, your talk yesterday and your other talk will be available in full on Feathercast in the coming weeks. So if you want to listen to the entire presentation, please search on feathercast.apache.org for Suresh's name, and you'll find that presentation. Your upcoming presentation, tell us a bit about that as well.
Yeah, so this is another interesting story here. Like, you know, as I was trying to say, we started this whole, the Apache Aravata goes back to the origins on how to help with the severe weather events. And this was about, like, you know, we were doing this project in 2003 and came to Apache only, like, you know, a few years later. But, like, you know, in 2003, we tried to build all the infrastructure from scratch on how to do this. And now we are trying to revisit this problem or how to mine petabytes of weather data. Like, you know, when we run this simulation, we produce rich simulation data. And typically, the scientists use their intuition to test a theory to find out if a forecast will pan out, if a thunderstorm will point out, with certain conditions, like, you know, which is governed by mostly laws of physics. So now we are trying to bring in the machine learning and then distributed systems at scale, and trying to bring this this notion of how can we make human and machine interactive learning, instead of, like, you know, machine learning is typically a black box. The machine automatically learns and then produces a result, a boolean. It works, like, things like that. So now this talk is about where we are going to talk how we are trying to do this, where the scientists can learn from the model. Like, you know, maybe he'll come up with new hypotheses, new theories. At the same time, nudge the machine learning programs a little bit from their own intuition. The end goal being how to do better, like track storms in much more in real time, and then how to understand the physics, the dynamic physics natures of these severe weather events, so that we can save some life, hopefully.
That's so cool. I always love seeing that. You know, as technologists, we tend to get involved in the technology for its own sake, and I just love seeing the practical applications of things to make people's lives better. That's very exciting. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Well, thanks so much, and I look forward to hearing your full presentation later.
Yeah, that's tomorrow, actually, at 3:30, towards the tail end of the conference.
Yeah.
Hopefully, but Feathercrash will help for those of who cannot make it, like, watch it later on the conference.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Rich, for taking
Thank
time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.